This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The American manufacturing sector loved it some Donald Trump his first 2 years in office. Jobs and new business, just like then-candidate Trump promised would happen when he was running. Last week, though, as we reported, U.S. factories actually said they are contracting, not as much business to be had, fewer jobs, in the wake of the president's trade war and global weakness. Sean Donnan's a senior writer at Bloomberg, just out with a long piece on the recession in American manufacturing right now. Sean, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So there was this number, as I talked about up in the introduction, the ISM number from, I don't know, a week or something ago, that said not great things about manufacturing. You've been out there talking to people running these companies, and they are not feeling great.
So look, I went and sat down with a guy called Greg Petras in Wisconsin. And he runs a company called Kuhn North America, and every morning he drives to work from a little bit further north near Madison, and when Donald Trump gets on the radio and says something about the trade wars and says that China's paying the tariffs, that just sets Greg Petras off, and he just starts pounding the steering wheel because he's a guy who is literally writing checks and signing checks to pay the cost of these tariffs. And it's really affecting his business. And he's had to put workers on temporary furloughs. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is about the trade wars.
Tell me, would you, why manufacturing matters in this company, in this country? I mean, you know, we still make things not like we used to. The president ran on manufacturing jobs and getting back to that iconic nature of this economy. Tell me why they matter.
Well, look, economically, they matter less than they used to. Manufacturing is about 10-12%. A lot less people work in manufacturing today. But it's where they work that's what matters. And they work in America's industrial heartland, what sometimes we call the Rust Belt. And those same states are going to matter next year in the election. And where manufacturing is going in those states matters a lot.
You mentioned 2016. Got to point out here that in 2016, we had, much like we have now, a little manufacturing recession.
Yeah, and that's one of the great ironies that we're looking at right now. It looks like Donald Trump and the trade wars managed to help replicate a little bit of the downturn that we saw in the manufacturing sector in 2015 and 16. The question now is, you know, are we just at the start of a similar downturn, or are we somewhere further along the line? And one of the other people I talked to for this piece was the CEO of Cummins, Tom Linebarger.
Yeah, they make big diesel engines.
Big diesel engine maker, right. And he is really worried about the slowdown in the trucking market. He thinks he's going to be selling a lot less diesel engines a year from now than he is today. And so he's already starting to plan for that and scaling back production and so on. That bodes badly for the broader industrial economy.
Is it, has the damage been done already, and is the future inevitable? Or if there was a deal tomorrow with China and all the rest of the people that the president is tariffing, would things bounce back reasonably quickly?
That's a really good question. I think there's a lot of damage that's been done already, but one of the big things that hangs over the manufacturing sector, like a lot of the U.S. economy, is the uncertainty around the trade piece. And that could change very quickly if we got a deal. You would get companies like Kuhn North America starting to invest again. At Kuhn, they've got a $4 million R&D facility that they'd love to build, but they're not going to build it until they know where the economy is going and where trade policy is going.
Sean Donnan, senior editor at Bloomberg, talking about manufacturing most recently. Sean, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.